A Pacific Trust is hoping Wellington City Council will approve its new preferred site for a multi-purpose Pacific venue. The Fale Malai Trust updated the council this week on its progress with a focus on the site of this exciting new development for Pacifica. Moira Tula Patela reports.
The Malai Fale Trust plans to build an iconic, nationally significant building that will be a focal point for all New Zealanders to gather, learn and celebrate the contribution that Pacifica arts, cultures and histories make to New Zealand's national identity. At yesterday's meeting, there was a strong Pacific presence at the Wellington City Council chambers as Trust Chair Adrian Orr updated councillors and supporters. He said that the Trust's preferred site is now Frankerts Park on Wellington's waterfront. Last March, Wellington City Councillors gave the Trust the green light to work on a Fale Malai or cultural centre at a proposed central site. But a company employed by the Trust to look at engineering issues advised against the original site. Here's the company's managing director, Maurice Clark.
The main reason was it was too cramped for a start, but it was smack bang in the middle of a view shaft. The view shaft, when you come out of the railway station and you look up to Parliament, it was going to block the view of Parliament. And they're embodied in the district plan.
The Trust then explored alternative sites with greater land area and fewer planning and resource consent hurdles. It now considers that Frankerts Park is an ideal solution, particularly given the strong relationship to the site to the sea and local tangata whenua. Here's Trust member Lua Manuvau Dame Winnie Laban.
At Frankerts Park, it's the ocean. We're an oceanic culture, and also we have a connection to mana whenua, te ate awa and tangata whenua. New Zealand needs to finally own its identity as a Pacific nation, and this is symbolic of how we can celebrate that.
Sasha Gibb of the New Zealand Festival of the Arts was there to support the Malai Whānau Trust. She says she's excited about what the new multi-purpose venue could offer Pacific artists.
We need more of those spaces where, you know, our artists can come together in a space that, you know, that they have real ownership over, to be able to have talanoa, to be able to present works in a space that our communities, you know, feel that they also have a stake in and ownership over.
A huge number of young Pacifica were at the meeting. Aaron Yensienti-Ung, the academic officer for the Pacific Students Council at Victoria University, says the Malai Whānau would showcase Wellington's commitment to Pacific people.
You'd have to be pretty ignorant to not see the massive contribution that our Pacifica people have to the greater society of New Zealand. I think that this physical representation is just something that kids growing up can see and be like, oh, that's the beehive, oh, this is the Fale Malai.
And another young Pacifica, Edwina Harris, who's the president of the Pacifica Council at Victoria University, says having such a Pacific space is long overdue.
I'm a New Zealand-born Pacific Islander, and I think that this is really important to our sense of place and sense of belonging. Yes, we can have, you know, churches and stuff, but there are a lot of us who don't associate with church. So to have such a structure that represents all Pacifica culture where we're all welcome, it's long overdue.
The government allocated $10 million in the 2020 budget to the project, with $1 million immediately available for planning and design work, including securing a suitable site. The Trust will now begin fundraising. Ko Moira Tuila e Patela tēnei.